This is Jeffrey Hoppe for the Tobias Materials. Lesson 12 of the Creator Series was channeled at the 5th Annual Cryon Midsummer Light Conference in Breckenridge, Colorado, July 12th through the 15th, 2001. Over 400 lightworkers from around the world gathered on this sacred weekend to share the energy of Cryon through Lee Carroll, Archangel Michael through Rana Herman, and of course, Tobias of the Crimson Council. Lesson 12 was channeled in three separate portions. The question and answer session was delivered first on Thursday night when the conference began. Tobias opened by setting the energy for the conference, then answering audience questions. The second portion, the actual lesson, was delivered the next afternoon to a standing room only audience. The energy in the room was intense, fast-paced, and chaotic. This was the most difficult of any channel I had ever done. The channel in this energetic environment was like trying to meditate in a crowded, noisy bar with a rock band playing in the background. During the channel, Tobias kept reminding me to ignore all of the energetic noise and just channel the information. However, I still found it challenging and difficult. The third portion was channeled on Sunday morning towards the end of the conference. This was perhaps one of the most beautiful and emotional channels I had ever done. Sitting to my left was Rana Herman, who had just channeled Archangel Michael. On my right was Lee Carroll, who was about to bring in the Cryon energy and channel it for the group. Tobias delivered his message to the audience, which he has asked to be included in Lesson 12 of the Creator Series. Now, simply breathe deeply and bring in the sacred energy of Lesson 12 of the Creator Series. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, dear Shambra, that we gather here together in this very sacred space. We are filled with joy here as we meld with you, as you invite us into our space, for we have been anticipating this time together for quite some time. We have been more excited about our journey to come to you in this place on the mountain than you have been excited about coming here. It is a place of love. It is a place where humans, where Shambra from all over the world have come to gather for 3.5 days of love, of connection. And more than anything else, dear friends, you have come here at this time, on this weekend, for what you call the Midsummer Light Conference. You have come here for strength. Each one of you here, that has been your journey. You have come here to be recharged and refilled. You have come here for strength, so that you can go back out into your world, you can go back down the mountain, renewed and recharged, filled with new life, filled with the love of your family, the other humans who gather here. Oh, they will revitalize you. Filled with the love of all of the entities of spirit, of the Cryon, of Michael, of the Crimson Council, and all of the others who gather here. We have been excited about this gathering, for we knew you would need a fuel stop. So we have been preparing for this. We have been bringing in the energies now for quite some time to fill you up on this weekend, to help recharge you. We have been working with you now for weeks and months of time, even before you knew for sure that you would be here. We had a pretty good idea that it would be possible, and we have been working with all of you, for this time. We have been preparing on our side, those tools and those energies that would best facilitate you now. If you come here feeling tired and you come here feeling stressed and at a low point, we applaud you for this. Do not be ashamed of it. You have come to the right space. It is the right time for you to be here. Allow yourself that tiredness and that weariness that you feel within. Oh, you have worked so hard, not just past lifetimes, not in just this lifetime, but these last few years have been very difficult because you have been transitioning from your old self to your new divine self. That is no small task. In spiritual physics, you are going through quantum changes at the very core of who you are, in your emotions, in your physical being, in your thinking, in the way you handle things. You are going through so many changes. And it was time. It was time for a rest stop. That is why you are here, and that is why this room has filled. If you can see the lights, the sparkles all around you and above you and beside you, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of entities who gather in this space that are here. There are ones you know well, ones you have not worked with yet, but who are coming into your new consciousness. They are here. This is your rest stop. Enjoy the energies that are brought here. We are all here in service to you for these days. When you leave this place, at the end of this gathering of family, you will be lighter in many ways. You will have left behind some of the, baggage that you brought with you. You will have left behind a part of the old self. The old self that you have been working to release. And now, in this energy, in this sacred space, you can release it. For there is much facilitation for doing that. There is much facilitation. We have been working with you, as you know, at night. For this past week or so in particular, we apologize for those dreams that you have been having. But they have been important in order to release. We will work with you tonight and each night that you are here. Do not be so aggravated with us then when you awaken and you say you have not gotten much sleep. There is much work being done, not just here on this stage. Not just in this ballroom, but everywhere you go, in particular, an intense and loving energy of renewal is here. It will give you strength for when you leave. There is much work for each one of you to do. There is much work ahead as light workers, as Shambra, as teachers, and as facilitators. Much work. We need you. We need your energy. And that is why we gather here, to give you this strength. It is a time for you of releasing. Right now, what you have been going through, you are leaving behind your old human self, the one that you incarnated into in this body, and you are now transitioning into a new type of human, a divine human, a human of the new energy. This process of change is difficult, and it is challenging at the very core. It accounts for the aches and pains in your body. It accounts for the feelings of climbing one day and falling the next. You are going through the deepest of changes. There is nothing wrong with you, for the ones who have been wondering lately. there is nothing wrong. You are simply going through what we have said has been the grandest level of change that humans have ever gone through, grander than what you went through in your times of Alt and your times of Mu, grander. Because the divinity and the Christ seed that you have carried with you since you left home, but has been hidden, has been sheltered, has been tucked away deep, deep outside of your consciousness. It is coming forth now. You have not held your divinity in a conscious state such as this for all of the thousands of lifetimes you have been on earth. You have not held your divinity in a conscious state for the eons of time before you ever got here to earth. This divinity, this seed within, is emerging now. It is causing changes at the deepest levels of who you are. And you wonder why sometimes your shoulders ache. You wonder why you feel the ups and downs that you do. You are going through grand changes. And you know this. Within you, you know this. And that is why you continue walking the difficult path that you have been on. That is why this is a 3.5-day rest stop. Enjoy while you are here. Accept the love and the energy and the strength that we bring to you. Dear friends, it is like a golden shaft of light coming and anchoring into this place that you sit in. It is here for all of you to see and to feel. We are amazed at the work that you do. Now, as your divinity, as your Christ consciousness comes to awakening within, dear friends, it will continue to go through more changes, but they will be smoother. We will use the analogy of surfing. Right now, you are riding a wave, the wave of the new energy. You are on the tip of the wave. You are the ones in the forefront. Riding that wave. Oh, you know the feeling. There are days when it is smooth and flowing. You are on top of that wave. You can see. You can see ahead of you to the potential of new energy that is being created on earth. And it is wonderful. You feel you are flowing and soaring on this wave of pure energy. There are days, dear friends, when that wave crashes, and you crash with it, and you hit the bottom, and the waves roll right over on top of you, and you call out and say, "Dear Spirit, what is it that you are trying to tell me? What is it that I should know? What is it that I have done wrong?" We are here to tell you, all of us who gather, on this weekend, you have done nothing wrong. There is nothing that we are trying to tell you. You are simply riding the wave of the new energy. You are the ones who are creating it, who are experimenting with the energies. And once in a while, even your great inventors, even the one called Thomas Edison, had his failures. He did not always get it right the first time. You are the inventors and the architects of the new energy. allow yourself to crash once in a while. What will happen, though, is you continue to work with these energies, you continue to allow the divinity to come up from within you. So when you are riding on top of that wave and you feel that low sinking feeling and you know that wave is about to roll over and you start to have anxiety and worry that you are going to go crashing with it, what will happen in the new energy with your divine light within? And another wave will suddenly appear and you will simply shift over to the new wave. And pretty soon, dear friends, dear Chambra, instead of crashing with the waves, you will be wave hopping, skipping from one to the next. And it will be joyful. It will be wonderful. And you will be able to pick up a new wave where the other one went off. And when that one begins to fall, you will pick up the next new wave. You, dear friends, are riding the wave of the new energy. Take these days here. Take these days to just release and to allow us to come in and to energetically massage you, to energetically work with you. Even during the times that you are here in this room listening to the speakers, there will be flows of energy coming in. When you are sleeping at night, we will work with you. We want to see you energized. We want to see you continue to do the work that you have done to help all of this earth and all of the humans upon it transition. Transition meaning to bring forth that divine consciousness that has been hidden within all of you since you first left home. Before we answer your questions or attempt to, we want to tell each one of you how dearly we miss you. We know you have been on a very long and arduous journey. We miss you dearly. When you transition into the new energy, we look forward to following behind you and joining you there. Now, before we do begin with the questions on this night, we tell each of you that it is us channeling you. We read the consciousness of this group, of Chambra, and we simply read it back to you. We are channeling you. That is what we are doing. We are seeing into your consciousness and your energy and where you are and simply giving you a report back. As we have said before, in gatherings like this, we ask each of you who are here to also look within for the answers. To also look within yourself. When you hear the question asked on this night, look within your own being, not to your guides, for they are gone, not to spirit, not to any others, not to the Kryon, or even to High Tobias, but look within your own being for the answers. As you do this, your divinity will begin responding. If you put it to practice, it will begin responding. Look within. It will build this. It will allow this light to come forth stronger and stronger. Look within for the answer. Then we will also give our version of the answer back to you. Dear friends, enjoy this time together with family. With that, we will begin with the questions on this night.
Tobias, I want to thank you for answering so many of the questions already in here.
It is funny how that happens.
Tobias, when I talk to my higher self, how do I know if I'm hearing my higher self or my ego?
It is
to say, with practice, you will soon learn. First of all, understand there is no separation between your ego and your higher self. You look at it as your ego being a totally human thing and your higher self being an elusive angel that exists in another sphere of consciousness. Begin to integrate them. Listen to the answer that comes forth. Do not try to judge where it comes from. Simply listen within. If you continue to do this and practice this, dear friends, you will refine this. It is not so much a matter of whether you are listening to higher self or ego, but as you continue to ask yourself, it opens a conduit or a path for a grander truth to come in each time. Kaluja asks us to also share with you his story, for at first he was not so sure either, and we kept encouraging him to continue doing this. We told him also that he would stumble at times, that he would try to make some assumption or some prophecy, and it did not always come true. And then he would get frustrated with himself. But dear friends, we encouraged him to continue on and on. Now, dear friends, he knows the difference between us, between I, Tobias, between his own being. He is learning to trust it more and more. Each one of you also are encouraged to continue asking within. Do not try to determine where the answer is coming from. It's all coming from within. The more you practice this, the easier it will be for clarity and truth to come forth. Practice this each day, friends. Practice it each day. It will come forth stronger and stronger. The answer is within you. We thank you for this question.
Tobias, please discuss more of Chambra, of the energy of Chambra.
Dear friends, we will speak more of this tomorrow when we gather again, but we will answer in part tonight. 2,500 years ago, and 2,000 years ago, and 1,000 years ago, there have been major influxes of humans, of angels, who have come to Earth carrying special energy attributes with them. It was not one person. It was not simply Siddhartha. It was not simply Yeshua ben Joseph who came here to bring light. It was a complete entourage of humans. There was a group 2,000 years ago that was part of this. And dear friends, most of you here and most of you reading this were part of that. You were not necessarily in this place of Jerusalem at the time, although many were, but you came to Earth at that time to bring an important attribute, which we will discuss tomorrow. You would gather. You would meet. You came up with the name for yourself of Chambra. It was, in a sense, a quiet society, a quiet group. You had understandings when you looked each other in the eye that you had come to Earth at that important time to bring something that was much needed. You would communicate your gatherings, that there was a gathering to take place, by wearing this article, a shawl, or a piece of clothing of a crimson color, and you called yourself Chambra. There are agreements that go back amongst you, amongst all of us, back to the very times when you came to Earth, of the journey that you would take. Look at each other in the eye now. Do this. Look at each other in the eye. You are family. Look at the love. Look at the light. Remember how you agreed to be back together again even for a brief period of time. Look around. This is Shambhra. This is family. Shambhra meaning the family of home. And we gather here now in this love. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, my question is this. As an energy medicine practitioner, I see quick healings occurring all the time. This seems to be just one way that everything is speeding up. Are we to start seeing limb regeneration, organ regenerations, etc.? How do I facilitate this more effectively?
The healings that you see, especially with your family of light workers, will become quicker and quicker. For all who are healers and facilitators here, we remind you, you are simply a conduit of energy. You are simply bridging the potential of healing of a person with our own time and desire to release those lessons. Those who are ready now for healing, and you will see many this weekend, for they have come here for healing. They have come here to release. And the healings will be quick. Others, dear friends, as you have learned, are not quite ready. They are looking for many outside solutions and cures. They have not taken the deep inner look yet, and it will be difficult. And remember, it is not about you. It is not a measure of your own effectiveness as a healer. You will learn tomorrow very powerful healing techniques and exercises that you can perform. You can learn to be that conduit of the potential of healing that is here, and yes, it will be quick. Limb regeneration, new organs, it is all possible, but we caution you, it is still up to the ones that you work with, your clients and patients, to the extent of their healing. There are also biological and physical conditions, dear friends, that make it more challenging to regrow a leg than it is to heal a wound. There are still physics involved. So we caution you, if you are riding that high wave and things do not quite work out how you would like them to, and you go crashing for a while to simply get back on and go again. All of these things that you speak of here are potentials that exist now. You, Shambhra, light workers across the world, are indeed the ones bringing in this energy. You know you come here to this space to learn of some of the most advanced technology, even if it involves no machines. It's technology of spirit. You come here also to learn of the most advanced technologies that incorporate your current or modern equipment, but are used in a different way now to see within not only the body, but the spirit of the being. You come here to this conference to learn of some of the most advanced developments in medicine, the most advanced understandings of what is taking place at your DNA level, which is, dear friends, quite simply, the awakening of your divinity. It is wrapped around your DNA. That is why you are here. All of the potential for instant healing is there. All of the potential for limb regeneration, for life extension, is there. But understand, even as the great one, your Thomas Edison, he did stumble at times. He did not always get it right the first time. Allow yourself patience in the process. We thank you for this question.
Tobias, what could we be teaching the children? Are they in the new energy just waiting for us?
Dear friends, you do not quite so much understand. You will be remembered. The ones who are here, you will be remembered for the ones who were the first to journey into the new energy. There are no children waiting for you there. In the new energy, there are no saints or archangels. There is no Tobias waiting for you. There is no Yeshua ben Joseph waiting for you. You are the ones. You are the ones creating that bridge. You are the ones who will be remembered for the sacrifices, for the endurance, for the love of building that bridge from the old to the new. There are children now coming in that have very special and unique attributes, but they are looking to you to be the teachers. That is why we say the work you are doing is so important. They are looking to you. Yes, it will be easier for them to cross through this void, to take that dark and difficult and lonely walk that you have taken. It will be easier, for they will have a human guide on the other side. They will have somebody who encourages them and lets them know they can do it. And it will be you. We continue to tell you over and over, you are the ones riding that wave. You are the ones who will be the teachers. That is why we have asked you, and we ask you again tonight, to stay here on this earth, in your physical body, to stay here, for we need the teachers. The new children coming in will need the teachers. And we need you. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, we've heard much about 2012 and all that. You know what I mean, I'm sure. I'm a very visual person, but I cannot imagine what life will be like if we are successful in raising the Earth vibration and graduating. Will we still need jobs and money? Will we need to eat, farm? Please help. Fill in the blank. Thank you. Peace.
Dear friends, first it is to say that there is no fixed date of 2012. Except that. It is a projected time. Things will not change overnight on December 31st, 2012. We do not often make prophecies, but this is one that we will make. There has been a projected quantum leap or shift that has been estimated for the year 2012. There is nothing magical about this. We have said in channel before that from the very work that you and other humans do, that you are actually ahead of schedule. Actually ahead. Dear friends, do not wait for 2012 for that quantum leap within yourself. You can have it now. And once you have it, and once you bring forth this divinity within, then it will touch another, and it will touch another, and that is the quantum leap that will take place. What will it mean for you personally? We said earlier tonight, instead of riding the wave and then crashing, you will ride from one wave to the other. Your job will not seem like a job anymore. There will be much love going in it. It will seem like they are paying you great sums of money that you no longer know what to do with. It will be much easier. It will not be the struggle that you are going through now. Your body, your mind will have better connection with your spirit. They will work in harmony together. We do not want to define for you what this shift, what this new energy will be like. For we do not know, for nobody is there yet. But we do know, based on what we see in you and what we see in those who are beginning to truly experience firsthand, beginning to feel it. Oh, dear friends, it is creation that happens quickly, but it is of a divine nature. It is not limited to simply creating a grander paycheck, but that will have has little meaning for you. You will find that all things will come to you. You will not have to struggle for them. They will be there. You will be amazed at how easy it is, and we can tell you now from watching you, there are those who are beginning to experience this, and it is so easy, they have a difficult time accepting it, and they purposely sabotage it to make it difficult. They feel uncomfortable that there is no struggle, that there is no strain. They think they are getting something for nothing. In the new energy, as you transition into it, the struggle is gone. The struggle is released. We will talk much this coming year in our new series. We will talk about it over and over until you are quite tired of it. We will continue to tell you that it is not about you anymore. It is not about the old self. Your needs do not need to be fulfilled in the way they were. They be fulfilled in a new way. You will not have to worry so much about the small details. It will not be about you and how much money you have or how much health you have. You will transition into a new consciousness where you understand now you are ones who are in service. You are ones who are the teachers. And surely all of your needs will come to you appropriately. Understand that it is not spirit or the angels bringing these to you. It is you creating them. There will be a new balance within, a new vibration within, that brings forth all of the appropriate things. There will still be challenges in this. Not all humans will transition into the new energy in one sudden poof. It will be one by one. It will be individual. You will find it challenging, dear friends, in your new consciousness of divinity. Very challenging to work with humans, we're not quite so awake yet. You will have empathy for them at the deepest level. It will cause you pain to see what they are going through, to know the long walk that they have to make across the Bridge of Swords. You will remember what it was like for you. As we have said in these sessions before, this will be your greatest challenge. To see the suffering on earth, to see the pain that others go through and inflict on each other. This will be one of the greatest challenges you will have. A part of you will want to leave. It will be so difficult to watch the sufferings of others. That is why we come together and talk like this and to bring our love, because we ask you to continue on the journey. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, how can we release the pain and discomfort associated with the DNA changes? Thank you.
This is an excellent question. It is one that we are studying carefully with you, observing what is happening. As you are among the first going through these changes, it was difficult for us to know in advance exactly what you were going through. We are learning now because you are communicating to us and to each other. We are learning of the aches and pains that you are going through. There are many, many new facilitation and medical processes and homeopathic processes that you, the ones who are here, and the others who are family in this world, are creating and developing to help to alleviate and to ease this. We're working with those who are helping to create these new things. We have said before that we are aware of many new technologies and healing practices that are coming forth. And from our point of view, we know these will be coming out soon. There's still work being done on these. One thing we do know is that there are those in this very room who will be developing, who are already working on a very simple technique, an energy technique that helps to ease this discomfort. It's very simple, dear friends, because it is a transference of energy to the appropriate places within the body and the energy of the person that will help to alleviate some of these pains. You will help to facilitate each other in this process. But in the meantime, dear friends, in the meantime, the best single thing you can do for yourself is to love your body, to love every cell in your being, to love who you are, for this vibration that is sent is so much appreciated at the deepest levels of who you are. Remember to love your body. Remember to send yourself this divine energy, to send it to all parts of your being. This right now will have the greatest impact. Thank you.
Goodbye. How can I come to acceptance, healing, and self-forgiveness for past actions which seem to limit my spiritual growth?
Dear friends, it is difficult in the human condition to deal with the fact that there are karmas that you are paying for from past lifetimes. And as we have said in recent discussions, not only your past soul life, but also your past lineage of your family, of your ancestry, of your bloodline. We know it is difficult to not know exactly what was done back then, not know whose head you cut off, not know what things were done, but yet to have to release them. There is a blessing in this, however, for if you had specific and vivid recall of what those things were, it would be overwhelming. It would be overwhelming. It is not necessary to know what all of these were. However, dear friends, as you find some quiet time by yourself, sit for a moment and observe the energies that surround you. Observe the circle that is around you. It is the identities of your past lives. It is the identities even of your ancestral lineage. They are all standing around you, cheering you on for the work you do. For as you release things in this lifetime, as you walk through the difficulties and learn to deal with them, you are not just healing yourself in this lifetime. You are healing the past of who you were. You are healing the past of your families, of your bloodline. You are healing the past before you ever came to earth. As we have said before, you are the designated ascendee for all of who you have been. That is why the work that you are doing is so important. We understand it is difficult going through this, dear friends, but you are literally rewriting the book of the past. You are healing what has been done in the past. At the same time, while you are going through your challenges and releases and healings, understand that the energy of your past lives, has been held in the earth. When one of you has died in the past, the earth has held that energy until the appropriate time. Now is the appropriate time. Now is when the earth is releasing the energies of the past. Letting these go. Not only are you releasing, the earth is releasing. Through the volcanoes and the earthquakes. Through the winds. Through the natural movements of earth. She, this precious spirit, is releasing now you from the past. And yes, this will also cause your body to ache. This will also cause your body and your mind quite some conflict. If you live in those spots on the earth that are letting go right now, if you live next to these koi lines and to the volcanoes and to the areas that will attract the high winds, it will affect you. These are difficult and challenging places to live. But do you not think there is a reason why you, Shambra, are there? With that, we will take one more question.
Tobias, how do we achieve ascension in this lifetime?
By not desiring to achieve ascension in this lifetime. Dear friends, we hear so often, we hear your prayers, all of them. We hear your talk. We even hear those cuss words of yours. But we do not so much care. For those who have the desire to leave what somebody just called the stinking planet, and never to come back again, we have very bad news for you. We will sit with you again in groups like this. You will be in a new body, but we will be telling you the same story. You understand that you left home eons and eons of time ago, what we call the kingdom. But also we add, with a wink in our eye, that it was not so long ago. Do you know that creation as you know it is really not that old? In a sense, time is going backwards as much as it is going forward. And it was not that long ago that you left home. You left home. You came through the void, you created the stars, and you created this universe, your playground. And when things did not work out quite so well, you came to this place of Earth. But there was all wisdom and divinity behind it. You come to this place of Earth to help determine a new balance, to create a nest, to create a new home, to birth a new type of divinity. That is why you are here. This earth is a nest, a home. You are birthing a new type of divinity that has never been seen in all of creation. You come here to create the new energy, what we have called the second creation. Dear friends, when you ascend, you do not go back home. Home will eventually come here to you. It will come here. We do not know how to say this so well, but you cannot go back home. You cannot. But home can come to you. Creation, all that is, the first circle, will expand into where you are, into where we are. It will come to you. Ascension means going into this new energy, where your divinity shines in this new place, where you have birthed it. It's not going about about going back home. It is about creating something new for spirit that could never be done before. You who are here, you exist outside of all that is. Oh, Kaudra has challenged us over and over on this, but we continue to say, when you left the kingdom, you went outside of all that is, but someday all that is will come to you, will expand. That is the whole reason why you left in the first place. Take these 3.5 days to rejuvenate, to get new strength, to get new understanding. Take these 3 days to release those things that you have been trying to release, but seem to stubbornly hang on. Take these 3 days to meld with family, to love each other, and to understand you have been on an incredible journey. We love you dearly. And as you can tell from the tens of thousands who have now gathered on this mountaintop with you, these entities who come in to bring all of these things, you are never alone. And so it is.